Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is time for us to chat with Michael Greer from Greer Financial Group, and I appreciated you carving out an hour for me personally off the air the other day to kind of go through my stack of stuff. I was so glad to find out that I had money sitting in a bank account that I didn't even know about. Now, I probably could have invested and made more money in the last couple of years, but thank you for digging that up.
No worries, no worries. And you're not alone. That's what I tell everybody. You know, sometimes we get these things out there, and then we're like, oh, where was it? I don't want to talk to anybody because I'm embarrassed. And you know, tracking it down, it's important, getting control of it. But a lot of times, again, you know, we like to bury our heads because we're embarrassed. But right. you're not alone. So, yeah.
Well, by the time I'm 85, I'll be a millionaire, man. It's going to be
absolutely
great.
That's our goal. Oh wait, 58. That's what we want instead of 85.
So what happened yesterday in the markets?
Well, the biggest thing I think that had investors reacting was the Fed chair Jay Powell. He mentioned the I word, inflation, and he didn't seem to indicate he was going to do anything about it. And so people were like, "Whoa, wait a minute!" And so we had a huge sell off, especially the tech stocks, which have kind of led this uprise since early part of the year. So they're finally in, well, not finally, but they've fallen back into a little bit of a negative for the year. The other parts of the market are still up, you know, about 0.5% to 1.5%, somewhere around there. But one of the things that today we'll be watching for is, of course, we'll continue with the inflation that's related to the yields on the bonds. So as 10-year bonds, you know, rates start to go up, or right now they're kind of flat, but if they continue up, that's gonna send the market back down. But today we've got jobs reports, actually probably in about 8 minutes or so. The estimate is that they think there's going to be an additional 280,000 jobs. If they miss that, there could be a sell-off. If they hit it, there could be a sell-off. You know, the thing about it is, if they hit it, then that's looking more towards potential inflation. Because things are moving too quickly. So it's kind of, have you ever sat there, I guess, you know, before you owned a house and you were at the laundromat watching the dryer go around in a circle?
Okay.
I was like, that's kind of how, you know, kind of how I feel when I'm watching the market. It's like, oh, okay, back down. Oh.
Yeah.
Last thing that, that is part of what's going on is, you know, Costco, because remember we're in that first quarter's earnings season. And so Costco came out, had really good sales, but they were missing the mark because of higher wages. And so that's something that, you know, they're pushing. That's not necessarily related to the $15 hour minimum wage, but that is something that will, you know, some of these companies, you know, they may have great returns and great income, but you know, that's the cost of doing business is going to, if they don't adjust that, it's going to go up,
especially if it's mandated. Really good point. I appreciate it.
Excuse me.
Hey,
exactly.
Listen, Michael Greer of Greer Financial, I appreciate the chance to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again on Monday to see where things stand as we start
absolutely
a new week. Okay,
have a great weekend.
You too.